we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Amen. All right. Well, it's good. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. I'm feeling better every day. Amen. Amen. So, all right. AdamandBeliever.com/be-like-a-tree-8. Look at somebody and say, be in branches. Be in. Look at somebody and say, you are a branch. Jesus said, I'm the vine. He also said he's the husbandman, meaning the person that tends to the vine. He also is the vine dresser, the person that makes sure all the branches that are on the vine are being fruitful and productive. Look at somebody and say, that's Jesus. Now, I just said you were a branch. So that means you don't have permission to cut any branches off the vine. You're not the cutter. Amen. You're not the dresser. Amen. You need to be concerned about your fruit bearing. Amen. Yes, sir. So we, you know, some of us that have been saved for a long time, it is very easy for us to forget where God brought us from. Amen. When we're dealing with other people, we got to remember where the Lord brought us from. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Remember the hard-headedness. Did anybody suffer from hard-headedness? Now, remember the mental craziness. Remember when your emotions were so out of control, you was on your way to hell. But God came in and was patient with you. So we have to be long-suffering with people. Amen? So if you're a branch, you let God cut branches. All right.
Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. Romans chapter 2, verse 1 calls out the hypocrisy of those who judge others while committing the same sins. This is a stark reminder that none of us are exempt from God's judgment. We often fall into the trap of self-righteousness, pointing out the flaws in others while ignoring our own sinfulness. God's standard is perfect, and his judgment is based on truth, which exposes our hypocrisy. We must approach others with humility, recognizing our own need for repentance and grace. True discernment comes from a place of humility and self-awareness, not condemnation.
The fourth fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22 is long-suffering. Thayer's Greek lexicon describes it as patience, forbearance, and slowness to avenging wrong. So the opposite of long-suffering would be like road rage. Here's what Paul says in Romans chapter 2, "But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Be slow to wrath, just as God was slow to wrath with us. Be long-suffering and be blessed."
You know, long-suffering is different from the word patience. In language, patience, about 95% of the time, I should say, is used about our relationship to God. We're patient with God. God is patient with us. It's vertical. Long-suffering is how we relate to each other. It's extremely horizontal. And here we find this charitable with all long suffering. That is within the realm of the Word of God. We have an absence of retaliatory spirit.
Amen. But when you get the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is a restrainer. My flesh won't do it, but the Holy Ghost says, hold your peace. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know our flesh is a mess.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's why people serving in the church need to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The old school used to say, I'm saved and sanctified.
That's right.
They don't want to say those words anymore, but we have to be sanctified.
Right.
You got to be set apart and set aside.
Come on now. Come on.
And you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
So that when things don't go your way, you don't get mad and walk out the door. Just don't get here overnight. It takes time. It takes time to learn how to live right. It takes time to learn how to love right. It takes time to learn how to hold your peace and keep your mouth shut. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Look at somebody and say, it takes time. It takes time. Boy, I miss that fiery preaching. You know, we all so comfortable and everybody's so subdued and chilling. You still got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why folks act the way they act. They're full of something else. You can't be filled with the Spirit of God and filled with other stuff. You got to let other stuff go. Look at somebody and say, let it go. Then you will be long-suffering with people. Then you will understand the love of God. Then your objective becomes treating people the way God treated you. God didn't give up on anybody in here.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Who did he give up on? You wouldn't be here if he gave up on you. God didn't quit on anyone. Matter of fact, God led you to a ministry that keeps you going so you won't quit. This is a don't quit ministry. We try to keep you going. We don't do quitting here. Amen. We keep you going. So God led you to that so you wouldn't quit. So you would keep going. Well, you got to look at people that way too. We don't want anybody to quit. Amen? So we got to be long. Look at somebody say, long-suffering. A fruit-bearing tree is the result of good conditions and much patience. In order to bear fruit, a tree must have all that it needs. So if God wants you to be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that means that he's going to give you everything you need. How many of you in here are tree experts? Experts in fruit bearing. Any in here? Then how would you know how to bear fruit, even in your humanness?
Amen. That's good, Pastor.
You got to have the things you need, and you don't know what you need.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what you need to pay your bills.
Amen.
Take care of your family. You know what you need to get married or whatever. But when it comes to spiritual things, you don't know what you need. You got to be directed and supplied by Jesus. Amen. He is the vine dresser. He is the husbandman. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply how many needs?
All.
How much is all?
All.
All is all. All of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All trees are not the same. Some trees require extra attention when approaching the fruit-bearing phase, while others may grow faster with less care. Coming from the church you came from, you may see things differently than somebody sitting right next to you that came from a different kind of church. Their church may have equipped them, and they may be further along in fruit-bearing than you are. Or they may just not be where they need to be, and you feel you are. We're all different in here. All true trees are different. So when we approach church, it's not a one size fits all. Amen. We're all on the same page, but all the letters are different sizes. So we have to take that into consideration when it comes to being long-suffering. Yes. Amen. Amen. You know, you don't have to clap. Thank you, Booker. Just put yourself in my shoes. I have to take into account all of your history, your denomination, your whatever you were and came here. I have to take that into account when I'm talking to people. Some people I can say something to, some people I can't say it that way. It's like learning a whole bunch of different languages. Amen. Yeah, it's like that. I got to be, when I'm hugging people and just greeting people, and I got to always think before I speak. Because this person is different from the person I just greeted. Yeah. And I'm intent. I used to didn't be like that. Amen. I got delivered. I used to just treat everybody the same. And that don't work. Because everybody's not the same. Amen. You're not the same as you were last week, some of you. Amen. You went through something this week that changed you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And I got to be sensitive to that if I want to be a good pastor. Amen. So those are things I work on, understanding. All trees are not the same. Some trees require extra attention when approaching the fruit-bearing phase. Colossians 3 and 13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, see also do ye. I like this passage because this passage didn't even go tell you to go and talk about the quarrel. It just said forgive.
Amen.
Can you walk away and forgive?
Yeah.
What is wrong with us? Why we can't do that? Why we can't just walk away and forgive? And then think, well, maybe that person, maybe they had a rough week. Maybe something happened. Maybe they lost a loved one. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe their finances bottomed out. Maybe they on the last leg. And so when they rolled their eyes at me or didn't speak or, you know, like, when they did that, maybe it wasn't even directed toward me. So when I'm walking away, I'm just, man, I'm going to forgive them for that. Next week, I try again.
Amen,
because,
amen.
What? Somebody say, ooh, we. Yeah, I'm going to try again next week because maybe this was a bad week. You know what makes you think that way? Think of your bad weeks.
Amen.
Like you've been living in a bubble and everything's okay. Man, when? That was a time you didn't like nobody in here, including the pastor, because things were so bad. Amen. And we put up with you. We loved you back to your senses. We stayed right here and loved you when you was as crazy as a road lizard. You ever seen a road lizard? I used to hear that saying, and boy, I Googled it. That road lizard, you know, he tried to figure out how to get across this road without getting hit. But some of y'all were right there, and we loved you anyway. And so you forgot that. And now you don't have patience with other people. The husbandman cannot rush to cut down a tree just because there is an initial absence of fruit. There may be something missing that can be corrected to salvage the tree. Amen. We can't be quick to cut folks off.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Ooh, well, y'all gave me something. Boy, that was the slow clap. You can't be quick to cut. Man, what What if we was quick to cut you off? You can't be quick to cut people off. Oh, that's it. Well, depending on what they did. But some of this stuff, you cutting folks off because of an eye roll and a lip smack. Amen. There may have been something missing that can be corrected to salvage that tree. Maybe that person needed you to compliment them. Yeah, I hear somebody agreeing over here. I'm going to go over here. Because y'all just, I mean, that might be it. Maybe they needed you to give them a word. I ain't talking about preach no sermon word. I mean, just, hey, you going to make it. It's going to be all right. Amen. What happened to that? We used to do that as believers. It's going to be all right. I've been through that. You don't have to worry about it. Nowadays, it's God told me. I saw you in a vision. God, you don't have to. You can just use your own testimony. Amen. Watch, I'm going to say this, and I hope y'all know what I mean. Quit dragging God in everything. Amen. Y'all know what I mean. Quit dragging. Why you got to exercise your high spiritual you are? You can just come up to him and say, man, I done been through that before. You going to get through it. I've been there before. You going to get through it. It don't have to be. I'm not going to say nothing. Just. Well, then you didn't help. You know, you don't see instances of this in the Bible. You know, the New Testament churches, that folk, they weren't acting like that. They were glad to have community, and they were glad to be self-contained. Amen. So they weren't just walking around laying hands on each other, waking up in dreams and prophesying. No, the Bible said they was giving each other material things. They ain't see them. They ain't that spiritual. They want to stick with the spiritual. That way I ain't got to give them nothing. I'm going to give you this prophetic unction so I don't have to give you no money. But there may be something missing that can be corrected to salvage the tree. James 5 and 7 says, be patient therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, he does what? He does what? Waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it. God hasn't come back. He hadn't allowed Jesus to come back because he's waiting. Amen. And he has long patience. Yes, Lord. With us, with his church. Amen. Long patience. Yeah. Amen. He wants us more than we know. You know, depending on how you grew up. If you grew up in a real staunch Pentecostal movement, you always felt like God was ready to send folks to hell now. You felt like he just wanted to judge and destroy us all. And he said he would, that we all be saved. Amen. Look at somebody say, he's waiting on you. He wants us all. So we got to drop that attitude of wanting to see bad happen to people. Amen. Amen. Y'all must be hot. Okay. Until he receiveth the early and the latter rain. We are all capable of bearing fruit. However, some of us require more time to grow because of where we have been planted and what we have receive. This tree is going to require more time because it got struck by lightning, knocked the bark off. Now it has to reform the bark. So it temporarily has to shut down the fruit bearing so it can build the bark. Sometimes somebody's like that. They temporarily have to shut down the fruit bearing so that they can repair the damage that they just acquired. Something may have happened to him. And we have to be sensitive to this. Amen? You don't look at that tree and say, I got to cut it down now. No. That tree has life in it. That tree can live and bear fruit. but you got to give it time. James 1 and 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. It is dangerous to rush to judge others, because we have all experienced fruitless seasons. Anybody experience a fruitless season? We have no right to demand fruit of others just because we are in a better season. Amen. This is a church. It's a church, man. Everybody's not the same. Now, we ain't talking about nobody that is purposely wilding and trying to end the church. I mean, we ain't talking about nobody that's reading the Bible and a crystal ball, too. I'm talking about you. I ain't got patience for that. Amen. You doing witchcraft and in church, I don't have patience for that. That's foolishness. And it's foolishness on your part. How you gonna combine the devil with God? So you just dumb. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about people that are struggling, man. I'm struggling, trying to do better, trying to get out of that, trying to stop that. But boy, I just need some help. I need somebody to mentor me, shape me, mold me. I need help. That's what the church is for. Amen. Amen. People that really want help. Matthew 7 and 3. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not that big old beam in your own eye? Don't forget where God brought you from. It's so funny. I learned something. So people that sit around and talk about people for the stuff they do and they themselves used to do it, what they're really trying to do is separate themselves from who they used to be. Okay? Psychologically, that makes sense. You don't want to be that person so much until you're dogging the people that are acting like that old person you used to be. But in Christ, we can't be that way. We can't forget who we used to be. Matter of fact, that should encourage us to help the person even the more come out of that and not condemn them. Amen. Thank God I'm not preaching for hand claps. Sound like slaps. Somebody that don't want to hear this. But that's okay. You cannot condemn people for the stuff you used to do just because you're separating yourself from that old man. God separates you from the old man. You're not that person anymore. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new. So you're not that person anymore. The same patience that it took to bring us into our fruitful season must be extended to those in their time of barrenness. The only reason we have fruit is because patience was granted to us.
Amen.
That's the only reason you have fruit. Somebody waited. Somebody waited on you. Look at somebody and say, return the favor. Ephesians 2 and 2. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the what? Children of disobedience. You used to be a child of disobedience.
Yes, sir.
In times past, you walked according to the course of this world.
Yes, sir.
You don't walk that way anymore. Thank God. But you got to be patient to walk others out of it along with you.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just talking about church. I'm talking about family, everything. You got to be patient.
Amen.
You got to be patient with family.
Amen.
Especially when you're in a church like this and they may be in a snake handling church. They still exist. Yeah. They may be a part of a church handling ministry. You got to be patient and pray. But when it's time for Thanksgiving or something, you don't be running from them, calling them the snake man. Now, if he pull out a snake, I'm leaving. Yes, I'm not eating in a room with a snake. But they may, and that's just extreme, but they may just have a different belief than you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They may believe they can cuss, drink, and shoot at the domino table because of the church they go to. And you got to be patient. Now, if they pull a gun out immediately, no patience. Go fast. But other than that, you got to give people room to grow.
Yes, sir.
And remember when you didn't know all that you know. You know, a lot of y'all in here are spoiled because you've been under a ministry that actively teaches you. I know you've been taught. I'm not saying that braggingly, but I know I teach. And I teach you the truth, and I teach you what some folks neglect to teach for the sake of money and prestige. None of those things, you know, stop the gospel from going forth in its purest form here. Amen? So you learn a lot, you know a lot. And so a lot of times you get around people that don't know as much, and they frustrate you. Well, you know, that don't mean you hit them with the truth behind hip-hop message. Means you just love them and give them time, give them space.
Amen.
Patience, long suffering. Amen. You may not enjoy this message. Some of y'all waiting on part 15 until 15 come. I'm just marking time. No, this is the way we have to behave. We got visitors coming from all over this coming weekend, and y'all got to treat them right. As a fellowship of believers. Are we a fellowship of believers?
Yes.
Everybody in here a believer?
Yes.
Who's not a believer? I'm a fellowship of the unbelievers. Who is that? We're all believers. So as a fellowship of believers, we are merely branches and not husbandmen.
Amen.
We are not the final judge of whether or not a tree should be cut down.
Amen.
Amen. Now in your home, you're the husbandman. You're the husband, and you're a man. You're a husbandman. You can cut whatever in your house. It's time to cut with this belt. Yes, this paddle. I'm going to do a little cutting. Time for some pruning. Come here. Lay over my knee, son. It's time for some pruning. Boy, I remember that back in the day. They used to make you take your whooping. Yeah, you come take your whoop. Come here, bend over, and let me beat you. Ain't that crazy? You think about that? Wow. And you went. You did it. Because if you didn't do it, then there's no form to it. There's no system to it. It's all out, wild out. Like the young folks say, it's a crash out. An all out crash out. There's no, you know, I want the system. I want the organized. You know, all the licks are coming the right way. Just, you know, I can predict it. I can flinch. I know. But when it's that crash out, because they have to catch you, you might get hit. You might lose your eyesight. You might get an eye put out. Can't hear anymore. You got hit in the ear, busted your eardrum, anything. Because when you make them mad, I don't think anything on earth made my father more mad than running. Come here. He would say, come here. So, you want to hurt me? I can't come there. Boy, get it! Get over here! Y'all don't remember that. Amen. It was worse when you was getting a whipping by a woman. Women whippings are worse. My women whipping was worse. Because my mama, I don't think she ever used an object other than her nails, her hands. And you know, y'all, my mom is little, but something about when you acting up, superpowers come. I remember the FBI came to our house looking for me. And you know, my mama just, do you know who that was at the door? I said, who? And she didn't even answer. She just grabbed me by my throat and went to choking me to death. She choked. And I'm thinking in my mind, okay, I'm about to die. I should at least know who was at the door. Like, who was at the door? Oh, the FBI. Yeah, that's definitely neck chokable. FBI, yes, that's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yeah, I deserve to be choked. Commence, go ahead, commence the choking. Thanks for letting me know. But we are not the final judge. Now, if my mama had killed me, wouldn't have no ministry. So she let me go and then let me grow. She over here cracking up like, how in the world did you get a hand clap for that? But you can't, you know, she didn't know what was in me. She didn't know God was going to use me. She just knew if you go to jail, ain't nobody use it. Well, you're going to get used, but it ain't going to be God. All right. Yes. Yes. That's it. But we can't always judge things by the outside. Amen? And we got to do that in here, man. You don't know. So we got to take where people came from, what they've been through, all those things into consideration. Amen. To understand people. Amen? Amen? We're not the final. Look at somebody say, we're not the final judge. You're not the final judge on whether or not a tree should be cut down. John 15:1, he says, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. So we already have leadership in this thing. Amen. So we have a God that knows when to cut somebody. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. We have a God who knows when to cut, when to prune, and when to cast into the fire. So we should extend mercy to those that abide in the vine with us, because blessed are the merciful. Those are the people that when they need it, they'll have it. Amen. Because none of us can bear fruit of ourselves without abiding in the vine, we must believe and pray for others that are fruitless. We should always be mindful of our own fruitless beginnings. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen? Amen? Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it what? Abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Summary. Hey, man, this tree series is so good to me. Yeah. Helps us act the way we're supposed to act. Amen. Because tree growth is such a long and lengthy process, many times we forget the stages and seasons that we endured to become fruitful. It's very easy to forget the rough times. The broke times. Anybody ever remember being broke? How broke were you? Who was the brokest? How broke were you? Somebody got two hands up. I mean, just broke. You know when you just don't have hope for money coming in. Have you ever had a job and been that broke? I have a job and I have no hope of money coming in. What? Right. I'm that broke. That's because as I'm working, the money is already. See, y'all kids, y'all don't know. Y'all need to. That's a real thing. While I'm working, I know I will not see this. I'm working for nothing. I'm working for something, but I'm working for nothing. This job is just, it's just an act. I'm acting. Because the money is getting taken right now. Right now, it's getting taken. It's getting taken right now. When they came up with direct deposit, that's why they invented it. They invented direct deposit. You wasn't going to see it, no way. You might as well just let us handle it. Give it here, bro. Just give it on here. That's the bank say. Yeah. I've been that broke. I've been so broke that I had to eat ramen noodles without the meat packet. You know, a little packet? Had to use that for something else. So you ain't never been that broke. Hamburger helper without the hamburger. You just ate the helper. It's broke. Frozen meat in the freezer. Too hungry to let it thaw. You ain't never been there. Yeah, we pulled some links out and ate them frozen. This is when I was, you know, I was on my own, but, you know, I wasn't acting right. And so I had a curse on me because I didn't treat my daddy right. So I had to go through some things for me to realize I better go treat this man right. Obviously, God is upset with me if I'm sitting here eating frozen Eckrich sausage. Eckrich sausage ain't good thawed. And I'm sitting here eating it. Cutting it. Yeah. Yeah. I remember me and my cousin, we was living in a vacant apartment with a pot of pig feet. Now you know if all you got is pig feet, first of all, how did you end up with pig feet? That's the question. I think I made them for somebody. Cause that's what I used to do. I used to cook for people so I could eat. So you give me the money. That's how I learned how to cook, Elder. You give me the money, I cook, and then we eat. Y'all laughing, and I promise you, that's what I did. That's how I made it through my first few years of college. I'm coming over, and we gonna eat. So I ended up with a pot of pig feet. Man, we set that pig feet in this apartment, the electricity was out. His mama's apartment, electricity was out, and everything. It was just me and him in there. And we was living in there with a pot of pig feet. This is going to really be strange, but I remember God speaking to me clearly while I was in that state. I remember him speaking to me. He was encouraging me because I wanted to, you know, when you're living in the dark with pig feet, like you want to die. And so I would pray to die or just, this got to be, yeah, I don't want to live like this. Man, this is terrible. But then I would go to church on the weekend, and I think I was making a little money. I'd go to church, and then God would always use somebody in that church. At the end of the service, they would always say, does anybody have any prayer requests? Somebody would stand up and say, y'all pray for Brother Craig. God got a calling on his life. And they didn't even know that I was thinking suicide. Yeah, I've been there. I was in my sister's car one time. I was driving down 20. And I let the steering wheel go. Yeah. And the car went and veered off. And I was in the woods. Just in the woods. And I was mad it didn't crash. Yeah, that's how bad it was for me. And all I had to do was go make things right with my father. God wasn't gonna let, he wasn't gonna let me die. But he wasn't gonna let me live either. Yeah. So this principle has to be corrected because this is your ministry. I didn't know it. But this is your ministry. So if you don't correct this, you have nothing. But what if somebody had cut me off? What if they was done with me during that state? I was probably one accusation or one condemning word away from ending it all. So we got to be very careful how we deal with people because we don't know what's in people.
Amen.
Amen. So it's hard. I mean, it's easy to forget rough times, broke times, hard-headedness and foolish errors that occurred in our past. Easy to forget them when you start doing good.
Right.
Things get better, you forget.
Amen.
I won't forget. Elder Aaron, I won't forget. You won't let me because you remember, but I won't forget. I'm not forgetting. Man, it hits me sometimes. I remember when I was going to get this car I got. I'm driving and Jonathan looked at me like that because I'm just crying. just crying because I can't believe I'm going to get the best car in the world to me. And I just can't believe God has brought me that far. So I just be thanking him like, Lord, like, wow.
Amen.
But he had to do a work on me. I had to go through stuff. I had to get pruned. I had to get cut. Got to deal with jealousy and envy. Got to deal with hatred and witchcraft. Got to deal with all those things. But all those things just increase the bark around that tree. So that tree can continue to bear fruit. Amen? Our desire to show fruit and be judged for who we are now versus who we once were can make us pompous and prideful. Prideful person hides the process that they endured just to be viewed a certain way in front of others. Hiding the process. This causes them to judge others without considering who they were or what they are enduring. They love to appear to have it all together without acknowledging that they have erred and fallen into temptation before.
Oh, man.
I don't know what it is about church folks that they don't want folk to know that they've erred. Error don't disqualify you.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. This behavior causes some to walk around with axes and act as vine dressers. Who are you to cut folks down? Who are you to deem that somebody is no longer worthy? Who are you? And are you worthy? I don't understand this new generation, Jeff. We are not vine dressers. Look at somebody and say, we're not vine dressers. But we are all branches. Although we are to inspect the fruit of others so that we can discern their needs, we can never decide when a tree should be cut down.
Amen.
We must always extend mercy, grace, and hope to those that are laboring together with us so that we can encourage fruit bearing. And not tree burning.
Amen.
We're not a tree burning church. We're a fruit bearing church. Amen?
Amen.
We don't decide when somebody should be cut down. Amen. You know, I've talked to people and sometimes I tell them, you probably need to go home. You need to go get this right with your family. You need to go make this right. You need to go talk to them. You need to do this and that and this. And folks, you know, then they say, oh, Pastor put me out. Ain't nobody put you out. I put you in a better place, a better position. You can't run from your responsibility.
Amen.
Amen. That's all a part of it. Then you can come back. We got folks here. I ain't going to make you raise your hand, but I told you to go home to your mamas and your daddies. And they went. and then they came back better than they were. Amen. Some of them couldn't get married and came back and got married. Because it's for your betterment. We're just trying to make you better. But we don't decide when a tree should be burned. We're not tree burners. If it had not been for the mercy of God, our situations would be totally different. Some of our decisions should have gotten our tree burned to the ground. But God extended what? Mercy. And we are now able to correct our mistakes and what? Do better. Just because a tree is fruitless now does not give us the right to destroy it or even decide that it is incapable of bearing fruit. We must pray for a time of grace, admonish, and minister to it so it will have a better chance of bearing fruit. Amen? Amen. Amen. Luke 13:6. And he spoke this parable. Jesus, he said, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon. He didn't find any. Then he said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, man, it's been 3 years, and I've been coming looking for some figs, and I don't find any. Man, cut that down. Why are you even using up ground space for it if it's not going to bear any figs? Just cut it down. But he answered him and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also. Give me 1 year and let me dig around it and fertilize it again. And if it bear fruit, then that's good. But if not, then we'll cut it down. But let's give it another chance. Amen. Amen? Amen. Everyone stand to your feet. Got to give folks another chance. Give yourself another chance. Amen. Somebody in this ministry, somebody in leadership, hurt your feelings, said something, did something. Man, but give them another chance. Let's see. Another go round. Maybe I misunderstood. Before I cut it, before I burn it down, let me try again. Amen? That's how we need to be. And whatever happened to you, whatever happened in your past, whatever that's making you judgmental or maybe impatient or making you not extend the mercy that you should, I want to pray with you about that so that we can just all become more merciful and long-suffering with people. It may be people in here, it may be your family, whatever. But if you want that prayer, just come on up. I'm going to believe God with you on that. Long-suffering patience. You know, some of y'all may have grew up in a house where your mama told you, don't you let nobody do this and that. You make sure you let them know. You make sure you get in their face. Made you feel like you have to defend yourself. Make you feel like you gotta always confront folks. And so what that does is that just gives you that defensive spirit where you feel you gotta defend. When God just wants you to be able to walk away and forgive. Wants you to be able to just, I'll try next week. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was something about me. I don't want anything in my heart. Anything, especially petty stuff, anything in there that's going to come in between, that's going to take my seat on that great chariot. Because when it swing low, amen, it's coming forth to carry me home. Amen. I don't know what the slaves meant it for, but I'm taking it literally. Swing low and come get me. But I want to make sure there's nothing in my heart toward anyone, anything that will get in my way. Amen. Everyone just bow your heads, all of you. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this message. Thank you, Lord, for this series. Thank you, God, for entrusting us to be in this time. Entrusting us to be in the end times. God, entrusting us to be your representation. The last believers. We're the last ones. The last believers. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to this great high calling. But God, we need your help. All of our algorithms and reels and pop-up videos are steering us further and further away from truth. And we want to be grounded in truth. God, we want to be grounded, rooted. We want to be a tree planted by the rivers of water. Father God, we want to be able to exhibit fruit, bear fruit, especially your spiritual fruit. Your fruit of long suffering, God, we pray for more right now. Whatever happened to us, whatever was done to us, whatever they did to us, whatever he did, she did, they did, whatever occurred, whatever we felt, whatever, Father God, happened, we want to be able to forgive right now. We want to let it go, and we don't want it to rob us of our peace. So help us to be long-suffering. And Father, those family members and friends and others, Father God, that just seem to be moving too slow when it comes to coming to the knowledge and understanding that we would like them to come to. God, we pray for long suffering. Help us to remember how stubborn we may have been, how long it took for us, how hard-headed, just how bad, mannish, all those words we were called. And give us the patience to help them become fruit-bearing trees. In Jesus' name, we pray. And God, we disavow ourselves of all judgment. We are not the judge. We are not vine dressers. We are not the husbandman. We are not the vine. We are mere branches. So God, we take our judgment off your people. Right now, we take condemnation off your people right now, and we will have mercy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 Hug somebody and say, I'm gonna be long suffering. On your way to your seat, suffering long. Suffering long. Yeah, a true believer decides to suffer. I'm going to suffer long. God's people are worth it.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.